Last year, a CNN ran a series on television called Finding Jesus, Faith, Fact, Forgery. One of the segments was about John the Baptist, and I'm afraid I didn't like John as he was portrayed. He shouted a lot about the coming judgment, and there was something scary and unstable about him. And I thought to myself, I don't know if I could follow that man or listen to him long. In the CNN presentation, scholars periodically commented on John and his relationship with Jesus. And they seemed to say that Jesus was a copy of John, that he got everything from John. He learned everything. And that made me wonder if I would follow Jesus, if that was the way he was. I always find the scriptures more reliable in their picture of people like John and Jesus. Luke's gospel today sets the stage for John's appearance in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, Herod Tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip Tetrarch of the region of Etruria and Trachonitis. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. In the desert. John spoke in the desert, in the Jordan Valley, where pilgrims from northern Israel traveled on their way up to Jerusalem. And they've taken the time to go off to the temple and then back home to their work and their life as before. And now they're walking on a rough road in hot days. And here they're stopping to get some water before walking the last 15 miles or so up to the holy city. And John approaches them. Something is happening, he says. Something big is going on. Something that the prophets have promised. We have to get ready for it. God is ready to do something. Someone is coming. Prepare the way of the Lord. God is coming to judge us. Yeah, sure, there's an urgency about John. He's an intense person for sure. But he's not insane. He's possessed by something great ready to happen. God, the judge of all, is coming. Someone is coming to bring God's judgment. And when Jesus comes, you know, John certainly receives him and baptizes him in the Jordan. But he's certainly not his teacher. He's not someone who gives him everything that he needs. Jesus is not a copy of John. Later, when he's in prison, John sends disciples to Jesus to ask him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" Jesus says to him in reply, "Go and tell John what you hear and see, the blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them, and blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." Jesus calls himself the face of God's mercy. That's who he is. The hand of God's mercy, the reach of God's mercy, reaching into this poor world of ours. John was waiting for God, who is the judge. But Jesus reveals God, who is kind and merciful. On March 13th, 2015, Pope Francis called for a holy year of mercy. a holy year of mercy, a year to live in the light of the Lord's words, be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. That year begins December the 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. And it ends on November the 20th, 2016, the Sunday dedicated to our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of the universe, and the living face of the Father's mercy. We're beginning that year. You know, let's live it. Let's savor the mercy of God that has been given to us in Jesus Christ.